I'm not embarrassing him. That there's in the Brody home, there's something called a thank you Hashem moment, and that happens different places. Very often on ski lifts, usually top of mountains. That's where we scream, "B'chol koycheinu, thank you Hashem." We're in a matzah where you just go, "Wow, so gishmak." You know, the oilam that was in Guppy Gulch this summer that had the schus was lying on my back, looking up at the sky, seeing all the guys having mamash the time of their life, and in the water, and the sun was going down, and I was you feel like, thank you Hashem, you got to say something that you're in such a matzav. So the oilam that was there could appreciate it. The oilam that wasn't there, okay, they weren't there, they weren't zeiche, but I was zeiche to be there with the guys. It was one of those matzavim where you thank Hashem you're alive. The beginning of that old zman is one of those times where be'etzem we should all scream thank you Hashem. We have 40 days where the Rebbeinu Shlom says, guarantee, it's bris krusa, guarantee. You go through an old zman, you do it right, you just do it, do what I tell you to do. Go through the matzah, go do the avodah the way I tell you to do it. At the end of 40 days, the chazan's going to get up and he's going to scream, "Tayomer Hashem salachti kidvarecha, Hashem ur lekim, Hashem ur lekim, Hashem ur lekim, Shema Yisrael." Clean slate, guaranteed. The Rebbeinu Shlom promises us a fresh start. Everything we did, forget about. Hashem says, "I forgot about it. It's all. Don't worry about it. It's all in the past." What a deal. What a deal. The deal of a lifetime. We're living in a time where we have to be makar tov, besides for the regular el that we're, that the incredible schus that we have. We're living in a tkufa that is unique in the history of the world. And because we're in it, we don't appreciate it. I'm someone who, for some strange reason, I always liked history. I don't know. I liked reading history books. I liked reading biographies. That's what I enjoyed. Sometimes morbid. When I was in high school, I don't know, got into Meshigas in my head. I liked reading about Hitler, Yimach Shemais. I read a lot of books about him. So Shtickle Mudna, but whatever. Stalin, I got into Lenin. A lot of crackpots. So when you learn about history, you chap how historic this moment is. We're living in a tkufa. Someone says to Lubavitcher Rebbe, a reporter came to Lubavitcher Rebbe's Zatzal and asked him if the Holocaust could happen again. He didn't hesitate for a second. Morgen in the free. That means tomorrow morning, early in the morning, if the Holocaust could happen again. Remember when I heard this story, I was like, really? I heard the story years ago, and I'm like, really? Every single one of us now, I mean, if anyone has any shaykhs to the news, you can, tomorrow morning, there could be a Holocaust. Tomorrow morning. There are people, mamish, people who even I thought had some seichel. I thought Tucker Carlson had some seichel. He's a total meshugger. Total. He has zero seichel. The guy who I thought has zero seichel. He would be there turning the switch on us. I have no doubt he would turn the switch on us. He would throw the Zyklon B right into the gas chamber. If you know what Zyklon B is, it's the cyanide crystals that the Nazis used to poison us. In a second, Rabbi Isai, in a second. And he would think it's a mitzvah. That's how far it would be. So on the one hand, it's frightening. On the other hand, for the first time in 2,500 years, Klal Yisrael has the ability to defend itself, which is an unheard of thing. We literally have the ability to defend ourselves. Really, the whole Bayis Sheni, except for a couple of years, we were under the Greeks and under the Romans, and wasn't really. What a schus we could defend. We as a nation could defend ourselves. What a schus that is. And in 1 year, some of the biggest rishayim in the world get knocked out. I don't remember I'm saying I don't just remember in my lifetime. Forget about that. I don't remember a time in history where as many rishayim, the karnei rishayim agadeh. How many rishayim got wiped out this year? Since last Rosh Hashanah to this Rosh Hashanah? In the craziest ways, with beepers and bombs. Last week, the whole cabinet of the Houthis, boom, gone. One shot, boom. It's, well, you umum ki is super. But we're so spoiled, we think, that's every day. Only because you're living in it. It's not normal. Guys, this is not normal. You're living through historic times. Where on the one hand you see the goyim, the more matzliach we are, the more they hate us. The more they can't stand that we can defend ourselves. They say things that have absolutely no seichel, make zero sense. From one end of the world to the other. Because the biggest mitzvah in the world is to get people that are... The Indians should get their land back. The Indians should get their land. We should, all the United States, the biggest thing, what should happen? We should close down the United States and we should bring back the Indians. That would be mitzvah min amuvchar for these whack jobs. Except when it comes to Jews. Everyone should have their own right to their original ancestral land, except for Jewish people. Because they don't count. Then we have to give it to the people that came after. Of course, these people are allowed to hate us and kill us and wipe us out. Like, the same people that are saying we should save them, they're saying they want to kill us. Like, you can't make sense out of it. It's impossible to, in a logical way, to make sense of the hatred that the goyim have for us. Impossible. You see, literally, that it's not shaykh. You laugh. We laugh. We have blood libels. We think it's so funny. Huh? Matzah, Christian blood, babies for put it into matzahs? That's crazy. You know how many Jews died because of that? So we laugh. That's crazy. But we're living through it today. Just as crazy. That'll be the next. Probably by Pesach there'll be such a thing. I don't even doubt it. I'll tiftach pel something. But I wouldn't be shocked. So you have to appreciate that you're living, it's mamish, you feel the ikvus of the Mashiach. I don't know how else to say it. You feel the Rebbe Hashem's doing something. He's doing something to the world. He's cooking the world in a way that things are happening. It's coming close. Umalar, it's Deyas Hashem. The whole world is gonna chap, the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we don't have to wait. Mashiach should come now, but Lamaisa, we don't have to wait. Because the Rebbe Hashem gave us the Torah. We have the key to Chochmas HaBoyrei, how to live a life. In this week's parasha, Parashas Kisetze, it's Mamash, you have mitzvahs that are from one end of the world to the other. Literally all over the place. How to go to the bathroom, how to go to war, how to get married. I mean, the mitzvahs are literally don't stop, and from mikotze el kotze. I always said there's two types of guys in yeshiva, on the two ends. I said this many times. I was working with a kid, with a teenager, and the father was trying to be masber to me. He was trying to tell the matzav that his son was in. So he's saying, no, his son is, you know, shtickle, going off the derech. He's listening to goyish music, and so I was trying to get a picture of, you know, how bad it was. So anyway, so it was like, we'll call it at the beginning stages of him, of his rebelliousness. So I was saying, you know, goyish music, it's not good. It's taka, a terrible thing. But you know, Baruch Hashem, I've dealt with kids who are going through a lot, doing a lot worse things. So I was trying to give him some perspective. So he said to me, you don't chat me. I said, explain. So you don't have, by me, Mordechai ben David is Goyish. So, oh. Said, now I chap you. He said, by me, Mordechai ben David is Goyish. He said, you know, in yeshiva, when the Mashgiach got up and gave a shmooze, he said, so most guys didn't take everything the Mashgiach said seriously. I was the guy, everything the Mashgiach said, I took seriously. I believed everything the Mashgiach said. So that's the type of guy I am. So I'm the guy, the other, when I was in yeshiva, everything the Mashgiach said, I didn't believe. I was the other end. Also not healthy, just as not healthy. So it's much healthier to be somewhere in the middle. The Mishnah says, the Gemara tells us, if a Talmud Chacham has a Revab Bevigda, he has a Chayiv Misa. So if you see a Talmud Chacham walking down the street with a dirty shirt, or a dirty jacket, do not stone him. Chazal say, he's Chayiv Benafshoi. A Talmud Chacham has a Revab Bevigda, he's Chayiv Benafshoi. So it doesn't mean kill him. It means something. It means the Talmud Chacham should make sure before he goes outside, he should make sure he's not dirty. That for sure it means. But for sure also doesn't mean that you should kill him. Don't run him over with your car. So what's the Torah teaching us here? Mamish from Mikotze El Kotze. Shulchan Aruch says, there's a way to put on your pants. Put your right foot in, then your left foot. You put on your shirt, you always put right. So I was a kid, like, Hashem cares which leg I put into my pants first? When I was your age, I'm like, really? Hashem cares about that? Why does Hashem care about that? Why does Hashem care which leg I put into my pants first? To me, as a 14-year-old kid, I would say, clap. I thought, didn't make sense. Why? I put on my right shoe and my left shoe, and I tie my left shoe and my right shoe. Why? Why does that bother HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why does that annoy him? Rabbi said, the answer is the same. Parashat Ki Tzeitzei is all over the place because the Torah is the only way for a human being, not the only way, because Goyim could take lessons from the Torah that they get and do the same thing. But they're just following the directions that we have in the Torah that Hashem gave us. To develop our discipline and self-control. And without discipline and self-control, you can't accomplish anything in life. Zilch. A goy can't chap, or someone not religious can't chap, that from the time a yeshiva guy is 13 years old, the time a Jew is 13 years old, you cannot get up late. Not even one day off? No Sunday? No. You don't get a day off. Sholei Shois, you got to have Zman Kriya Shema, Zman Tefillah. You're mechuyev to. And the Rambam says the Iker Zman Tefillah is Vasikin. Everything else is B'dievet. Okay. But at least, says the Shulchan Aruch, don't Chas V'Sholem to miss Zman Tefillah, to miss Zman Kriya Shema. Chas V'Sholem. And I'm not saying that I never missed Zman Kriya Shema in my life as a teenager. But I was doing something wrong. It's a problem. It's an issue. Not a day off? Yes, a bunch of psychologists, social workers, you run with them. Is that healthy? Never to give a healthy teenager a day off. I don't know if that's so healthy. On their own, they would make their own hashara. Probably not so healthy. Probably good to give a guy a day off every once in a while. Nope. The Torah disagrees. No days off. Tell a guy how to put which leg he should put his leg into his pants first? Yes. Because the Rebbeinu Shlomo understood what it means to be a human being. And specifically a human male. And I'll say even more. Specifically a human male from 12 to 20. There's a time I never want to go back to. I don't want to go back even to yesterday. But the last place I'd want to be is in most of the guys in this room's shoes. Most of the guys in this room's shoes, I would not want to be in again. Because I was there, and it's not kishmak. Most guys come in here from beginning of ninth grade. By the time Bez Hashem, you go to Eretz Yisrael, you look very differently. Physically, very differently. And whatever's going on physically is going on, the hormones rushing through your body. It's the Torah understood it. Until you're 20, you're not chayav karis. Why? Because you're missing some brain cells. Nothing personal. I know I was missing them too. You don't think straight. It's not shaykh to think 100% straight. That's why the Torah says, you're not chayav karis. Pashtus, you're not chayav karis till you're 20. And you don't need to be a going to figure out why. Because look around. Look how many stupid things teenagers do. They do the stupidest things. And I was with them. I did also stupid things. But the only way you turn into a mensch is if you know every time you get up late, you know you're doing something wrong. You're getting up late. Every day you get up late, you're doing something wrong. Eventually you stop getting up late. I had this chus. Soif Yom of my grandfather, Zecharenu Livracha. I had the schus to daven shachas with him the last couple of months of his life. I'll go to his house, and the Shiva gave me rishus. I said, go, put on his tefillin, put on his talis and tefillin. I woke him up in the morning. He was like, for 2-3 months, Baruch Hashem, he was a very healthy man until he was 88. In the last couple of months, he was, for 2 months, he was like, I would say, half in this world and half in the other world. He would schmooze with his brother who was in the Olam HaEmes. He would schmooze. I would hear him like as, so he was mamish. He was half here, half there. When I walk in the morning, he would open up. I said, Zaidi, good morning. It's time to get up and daven. His eyes would pop open. He was in a hospital bed. And he would scream. He had literally no koichas because I had to pick him up out of bed. Came from his kishkas. I don't know how to even. He didn't have the koichas. It came somewhere from a different world. It came from a place of a person saying Moida'ani for 85 years, probably since he's 3. You say Moida'ani every morning for 85 years. By the time you're 88, you're saying Moida'ani from a different place. His neshama's Moida'ani was more powerful than everyone in this room put together. But that comes from 88, that comes from 85 years of saying Moida'ani. Day after, the discipline that it takes, following a Torah life, does the Baruch Hashem care which leg you put in? No, but you have to care. There's not a part of the Torah that is not built somewhere to make you into a better person. You will become, at 88, that type of person if you follow the Shulchan Aruch. If you don't, you end up like the people out there. I don't know what's going to be in 10 years from now, but it's very possible. I mean, you could call me whatever you want. When I found the Chayvus Havavus, he brings down why, in the Chayvus Havavus, he quotes many scientists. And he says why. He says, because a lot of people, if they hear it from a scientist, they believe it affects them differently. That's what he says. It affects, so I'm that guy. It affects me differently. I'm also one of those guys. When Elon Musk says, I saw an interview with him, saying he was building these robots now. He's building these humanoid robots. So he thought, he said, they asked him, why did you learn from that? He said, because when we were building the hands of these robots, we put the motors in their hands, because that's what we thought made more sense. But it wasn't working. They didn't have enough dexterity in their fingers. So we went back to the drawing board. So we figured, let's look at the human hand. And the human hand, there's no controls are in the hand. They're all up, either in our forearms or in our shoulders. Everything is attached. And we did that. He said, I was so nispoil. He didn't say nispoil, but that's what he said. And if you think it was about Moshe, he goes, the godless Abaye. It's unbelievable. The human hand, when he said that, it made me feel more something, that I should appreciate my hands more. You put on your tefillin. It's not so pasha. We're living in a world without the Torah telling us. They once asked the Bris Kerov. Someone asked the Bris Kerov, "Amaisa, I heard that. Why do you have to have children? Why is there a mitzvah to have children?" So they gave a lot of different answers. And the Bris Kerov said, no, all no good. And they said, why? He said, because the Rebbe Shlom said so. You see the world, they're pushing not having children anymore. The richer you are, the richer your society is, the less children they have. If the math continues for another 20, 30 years, anyone with a half a brain in their head, other than us, will not even, those societies will disappear off the face of the earth, mathematically. The only ones that will be left are the Africans, the Muslims, and us. That's it. And that's math. That's not any, unless something changes. And not only that, it's going to get worse. Why do we get married? Torah said, this week's Pasha, you get married. You get married. That's what we do that. Why? Not the Svaras, because the Rebbe Shlom told us. We get married. Al pi Svara, have kids, mechtesa. I love my kids, but logically, I'm not complaining. There's not a complaint. I'm just saying it's the metzias of kids. They're expensive. They keep you up at night. They throw up on you. They make your suit dirty. They stink. I'm thinking as little kids. They cramp your style. And that's why Goyim are not having them. They're not stupid. It's also the most pleasure and nachas you have in your life is having a family. That's also true. But that's a lot of hard work. It costs you a lot of money. Malesh. It costs you a lot of money to have kids. It's expensive. But at the end of the day, the nachas you get from your kids is all, you can't even describe it. Ashreinu matayv chalkein. Because if we use our own logic, we'd be like the rest of the world. We'd all disappear off the face of the earth. So this week's parasha is the Rabbeinu Shalom is telling you, I am involved in every single aspect of your life. From the minute you get up to how you go to the bathroom, get married, every single part of your life, whether you understand it or you don't understand it, doesn't make a difference. You follow me. If you follow me, your life is going to be good. If you don't, you could end up being mamash reitzach and think you're doing a mitzvah too. So, as we start a new zman, we just have to learn to appreciate the Torah Akdeisha, and that the Torah is the key to simcha, the key to a life of happiness, the key to building up your own discipline, that you could be a person who is appreciative, a person who's besimcha, and Be'ez Hashem, I think we're going to be zoicha to see Mashiach Tzidkenu. I really think so. You know what's coming next with others? The Chinese had a problem.